by Riverside FM.
Running them up a flagpole and true. Stays all the fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Running Up the Flagpole. This is episode number 7 with Dave.
Sasha.
And who else do we have?
Are you breathing?
Producer.
Christine. Money.
Okay. Well. Great. So how you guys been? What's going on this week?
Good.
Lots of unpacking to get ready for our cruise. And we had everything in boxes.
Yes. Your house is coming back to normal.
Yes,
they don't live on the patio anymore. Yay. Update. They have moved back into their house.
So we're going on a cruise with our friends from Florida, Thomas and Amber. We're going to hang at their house and go to their lagoon.
Yes, we are.
So by the time this podcast goes live, they will be on a 4-day cruise to the Bahamas.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! We could do a live podcast from the Bahamas. She likes that idea.
Is that your way of saying, okay.
Yeah. She doesn't really talk. She just presses buttons to say what she wants.
Buttons. Yeah.
So you guys, this coming weekend, are going to get ready for your trip. Finish unpacking. I think there's some shopping to be done, Christine.
Oh, quite a bit of shopping, I think. We need to unpack to see what we have.
Repack. See what you need.
Yes.
All you need is a bathing suit.
You know, I tried that last weekend when my mom was here for our trip at the beach, and I am burnt. My mom is burnt. So you might need more than a bathing suit.
Like lotion?
I'm allergic to sunscreen.
She can't wear lotion.
Yeah, I'm allergic to sunscreen.
Between you and your dog, you're allergic to just about everything there is. Is your dog gluten-free too?
Yeah, he can't have wheat. He's allergic to gluten. I can read the whole list.
Wait, he can't walk in the grass. That's what kills me.
He still does it, but he is allergic to 3 of 5 types of grass. Childlike mother.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of allergies, but I have weird allergies.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
He's allergic to apples. I'm just kidding. He's not. So you'll need a little bit more. So some suntan lotion or sunscreen. Make sure you have that. Make sure you have bathing suits and something to cover up with.
Cover-ups.
And don't forget our fans.
Our fans. I watched a video a couple months ago, and this lady gave like a whole list of things she wishes she would have brought on her cruise. Don't ask me why I was watching this video. You will never catch me on a cruise, but here I am. And one of the things was fans for her room.
So there, David.
People get hot.
Okay, so when we get back silly. And on this podcast, you're going to tell the audience.
I will.
How much you needed that fan.
I will voice my opinion whether it's good or bad.
And it'll be warm, right? Plus humid. You're out on the water.
Very humid.
But I like a fan for air circulation. It's not necessarily that it needs to get colder. It's just the air needs to move.
Yes, it does.
Like the one that's next to you?
Yeah. If I could just carry, you know how people seem to have like a dark cloud that covers them all the time? I need a fan that just walks wherever I go. I need the air to move around.
Well, what if you had the dark cloud, which you kind of do sometimes, why would you not just use that?
You know,
because I need air movement. I need air movement. The cloud isn't moving the air. I'll take both, though. I like clouds and black and darkness. But I'm a little ray of sunshine.
Wow. You can't be everything.
In between the two of us, she's a little ray of sunshine where she's like dark all the other times.
Yeah, she's dark cloud, and then now she's ray of sunshine. I don't get it.
Have you decorated for Halloween yet?
I was just telling my husband last night that I want to this weekend, but I need to clean first. And then I want to put up all my decorations.
So
can you believe it?
What is it? It's August. What? Something. August. First, 7th. Second week in August.
So I will tell you, 2 years ago, I did it in August. Last year, I made it till the first weekend of September. And this year, my serotonin says, put the shit up. It makes me feel good. I get to go home And all the things are, it's my happy place. And then I'll have Christmas up by November 1st. It'll be great. I love the holidays. This is where I come alive when it's dark and cold.
She does. It's scary.
I have like reverse seasonal depression.
Don't you? I don't know why you live in one of the sunniest places on the planet.
Blackout curtains. Sunglasses all the time. I just play pretend that it's cloudy and dark.
I was in LA yesterday and I saw a Halloween store.
There's this thing that like went all over social media for the summer months called Summerween, where people were doing like Halloween decorations, but summer. So they're like in pool floaties and they're at the beach and like skeletons and swim trunks. And that's why all of this Halloween stuff is out earlier this year than most places. Speaking of which, Dutch Bros, all of their pumpkin coffee is out, and Starbucks is August 26th.
Oh.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Oh, I saw, was it pumpkin Cheerios in the grocery store the other day?
That means that pumpkin spice almond milk creamer at the grocery store is just right around the corner. I'll be stocking up.
That is good.
2026 is here. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, Christmas is what? Less or more? Couple?
Less or more?
No, no.
One of them. Got to be one of them.
It was like computer? 24 weeks away.
Computer, how close is Christmas?
Christmas is 22 weeks away, Dave.
What the hell's voice?
See you,
the little one that lives in your head. Okay, so it's been a good week. It's going to be a good week. We've got trips that pass, trips that are coming up. This is awesome. So I do know a couple weeks ago we talked about RV safety.
Mm.
And you had mentioned that you guys ran into issues with some tire safety.
The driver's side tire blew up.
Out.
And we crossed three lanes.
There was three lanes. We were in the third lane, closest one to the hill. In fact, if it would have been the other side, we probably wouldn't be here right now talking about it, because there was kind of a cliff there. And what happened was when it blew, the steering wheel just jerked right out of my hand to the left. If it would have went right, we'd have been off the cliff. We ended up in the median after it blew up, and we came to a rest. When it went, I went across at least two lanes, like in seconds. Christine was screaming like a bad dog.
Oh, and you were screaming too.
Dave was screaming like a little girl. Yeah.
I would say I was screaming like a little boy, basically. Yeah.
I'm sure you would say that.
I would, but yeah. It was loud. It was like, what the fuck is happening? My God. And so I look in the mirror and there's cars behind us scrambling. We're in a 40-foot motorhome with a Sprinter towing behind us, going to an RV show, doing 75 mile an hour downhill. And everybody's just scrambling. I see the eyes of the drivers and they were just big. And it's like, ugh. So we finally got over, didn't hit anybody. No one hit us. That
Thank
was really
God.
Cool. The tire came off in the road.
Oops.
Or in the highway, on Highway 15. And we were probably about 600 yards from the tire, about two football fields away. And we got AAA. They came out. It was very impressive. The guy actually changed the tire without taking off the rim from the RV. I was like, I've never seen that before. He had these big pry bars and stuff. And
David was very impressed.
I was impressed, and I gave him some money. I think, what, anyway. $5, something like that?
No.
I went all out.
Big spender.
Yeah, big spender. But then we got back on the road. The lessons learned from this are, there's a few of them. One, when your tire blows in front, and back is not a big deal. When your tire blows in front, don't press on the brake.
Duly noted.
And I should have known this. People might have told me ahead of time, but I probably forgot. Or it's such a panic situation. When it blows, you don't know what's going on, so you automatically press on the brake. It's hard to not do that. Two, get a steer safe if you don't have like independent suspension or that kind of thing. Three would be, don't go cheap on your tires. Always get good tires. I only get Michelin from now on. And I checked the DOT date. So that's when they were manufactured, because after 8 years, you know, tires go bad by themselves without even wearing. The other thing you don't want to do is get retreads. Truckers do retreads a lot. Someone talked me into retreading these Goodyear tires. I'm almost 100% sure that that's what happened. The retreads blew.
Okay, so just so you guys know, he's looking at me, but I did not tell him to retread those tires.
No, you're not quite a trucker. You would not know anything. No.
But you're looking at me like...
Well, I'm looking at you because, you know, it was safety, and I loved you, and I didn't want you to die. So remind me when I do something stupid.
Remind you what?
Remind you what?
Just to remind you that you did
the retreads.
Oh. Were you buffering? buffering. You just went blank.
He looked at me. Uh-huh. I'm like, what?
He was lacking the sleep, guys. So you just got to bear with him.
I drove to L.A. yesterday and spent 16 hours doing stuff in L.A. I hate L.A. Oh, it's awful. Traffic? God. I don't know how anybody lives there.
It's funny because our listeners that aren't from California or who may have never come to California don't realize how different it is mm-hmm. from northern to central to southern. Mm-hmm. And we really should be three different states. So like people in San Diego don't want to be in the concrete jungle that is LA. And then you've got the land of
trees.
Yeah. Up the top.
You were going to say fruits?
Nope, I would never.
Vegetables.
Yeah.
That's what we used to call California. My Uncle Louie lived in San Diego, and Dad would always say, oh, Louie lives in the land of fruits and vegetables. And the only thing we knew really about California was the Brady Bunch, the monkeys. Movies were made here.
I was raised with the land of fruits and nuts. That was our term growing up, yeah.
What did I say?
The land of fruits and vegetables.
Oh, no, it was fruits and nuts.
So Dad, the vegetable Dad is was, you, again, need sleep.
Yeah. Dad was not too big into vegetables. No, just so like, it was nuts.
Yeah, just like
you. So I was going to say, is that hereditary?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're being preserved through Diet Coke and Twinkies.
I don't know if he ate Twinkies. I don't think so.
Although here lately, you're like four bananas and a jar of peanut butter a day. At least there's fruit.
Dad was pretty buff. I don't think he ate a lot of junk food. He was in the Army, right? So when he came out, he was buff. He was cool. Not like me.
You're cool.
Who are you? What do you want? You want something?
No, you're cool. Mm-hmm. You're fine. Mm. I'm cool with you. Life's good.
Dad had blonde hair too. Did you know that?
No, it doesn't look like it from the picture.
I know. That's because he used Bro Cream to grease his hair back. So the only time we ever saw the blonde hair is when he went swimming and the hair would come down in front of his eyes. And I remember him coming out of the water, and there was blonde hair there. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
So back to safety. Check your tires. Prep your tires. Don't hit the brakes if a tire goes out. Call AAA. They seem to really know how to handle that on the side of a freeway. So that's exciting.
And just use common sense when driving. Don't drive so fast. You'll get there no matter what.
A couple of rules I found about RVing, and you guys certainly know better than I.
Are these the 3x3x3 rules?
Yeah.
And then 4x4x4 rules.
And then they got the 5x5x5 rules.
I didn't see a 5x5x5, but we could come
but
up with that.
We could come up with that.
The flagpole buddy, 5x5x5 rule.
I like the 1x1x1 rule.
No.
Why? And why can't we mix them? Why can't you have a 1x5x2 rule?
I didn't read the handbook that you couldn't. I just couldn't.
Why don't we let her say what the rules are?
So the 3x3x3 rule, drive no more than 300 miles per day. Arrive at your destination by 3 p.m.
Do you get to stop anytime?
Nope.
No stops?
No stops.
So if you got to pee, doesn't matter.
Nope. Do it out the window.
Make sure you what? Have a
you have a toilet.
Class A.
Yeah, if you got a class A, you just change drivers while you're
there
driving.
There you go. And it says to stay at your destination for a 3-day minimum. I don't know how I feel about that. 4x4x4 rule, drive no more than 4 hours per day.
Let me guess, it's a little bit different by 1 hour or one number.
God, you're so smart, Dave.
I know.
Drive no more than 400 miles per day and arrive at your destination by 4 p.m. So I think that they're trying to prevent fatigue and make sure that you're driving during daylight hours, that you're not exhausted driving, causing dangers on the road, that sort of thing.
Yeah, because when you get going, you're on a mission. Here, I'm starting here. I want to be here by this day or this time. Because, well, I'll do this many hours this day, this many hours this day, and that many hours there. So you got to keep going. And you don't. And that's where you get into trouble because you think you got to keep going. No, screw it. If you feel sleepy, pull over, take a nap. Doesn't matter where. Pull off on an exit ramp and stay on the exit ramp for a few minutes. You'll see truckers do this all the time.
All the time. It's much more important to do that than get yourself in an accident with a 40-foot vehicle.
Yeah. And you got a nice place to sleep. If you find a nice rest stop, put out the sides, turn on the generator, watch some TV, make a sandwich, have a beer.
Maybe don't have a beer if you're driving.
Well, then you let Christine drive.
Not everybody has a Christine.
Yay.
They should. The world would be better if everyone had a Christine.
No, I am selfish and I want to keep her to myself. I don't want everybody else to have one.
But I want the world to be better.
No, you don't. Liar. So, any other good safety things? I think it's important to check to make sure your insurance is up to date. These are things that could fall through the cracks. Like, you look at your ID and all that stuff, but the little things that could be big is like insurance, or you plan for the weather where you're going, but not where you're driving through. I'm hungry. No, it's lunchtime.
Almost lunchtime.
So, you should have had a banana. I like the word banana. Can you imagine if the banana was a peach and you'd have to say a peach? I want to have a peach.
What?
Not quite the same as
that does
banana.
Not make sense.
But some people like peaches and don't like bananas, so they say, I'm going to have a peach. So that.
But just think about the Minions, right? If the Minions wanted a banana and it was actually a peach.
But the Minions are so cute.
I know, but when they say peach, it's not anything like banana.
It's more fun to say, and then I get what you're saying.
Wow, really?
Don't count on that to ever happen again, but here we are.
All right, so we're talking about a banana?
Nope.
What are we talking about?
We were talking about safety. So I think we've covered all those bases.
Yes.
Don't make a sandwich and toss it out to your friends in the motorhome next to you while you're driving.
True. No, they were in a truck.
That's true. That's true. So Christine made a sandwich one time.
Then I had chips and an apple.
Our friends were driving next to us, and she threw it out the window at them, and it landed splat on the windshield with mustard.
You remember when they said, don't do this? And then they talked about a story where they did do this. Do as they say, not as they do.
Don't do that. That's good advice.
I was trying to be nice because they were in a truck.
I know.
And they couldn't get out and get food, or they can't go pee. No. Right?
Did you help them to be able to go to the bathroom?
No.
That was an option.
Okay. It's like telephone, but with pee.
Anyway.
So what else is going on besides safety? Well, the North America is on fire. There's earthquakes everywhere. And now we've got new diseases popping up. New York and China.
That's true.
There have been two earthquakes on the East Coast.
Yeah, there's two in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And then there was two here in California.
Every day there's earthquakes.
Where were they centralized?
Southern California. I just don't remember the exact. And they were both 3.5. Common here, yes. But they had up to almost a 6.0 earthquake in the Caribbean, too. And it feels like all of this is happening like right after the giant one in Russia.
In Russia.
And their aftershocks are over 6.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's pretty impressive. And there's like a volcano that has or is getting ready to erupt because of said earthquakes. What is happening?
Well, it's just normal plate tectonics. You can't rotate this big rock without somewhere moving.
All I can think about is my head being a giant rock and it moving.
Spinning.
Why would you bring up your head as giant?
Because it is. And so when you say a big rock.
I think she wants to say that before I say it.
It's my preemptive strike.
I was going to say.
If I say it, he doesn't get the opportunity. It's all right. I accept it. In high school, they used to call me bobblehead because I had a big head and a little body.
And your head would just rock because it wouldn't stay up?
It's hard. My shoulders get sore. I deal with neck pain. It's a lot to carry.
Oh.
There we go. And she needs special headphones because those don't fit.
They fit. They just hurt the top of my head. When I was
hurt my ears.
Well, that's because you take your earrings on.
If you take your earrings out, it helps. That, yeah, yeah, I take mine out every knives. Time now. When I was younger, my dad was buying me a helmet, and they had to use... So the XL was too small, and the double X was, this was like too big. So they just... Nope.
No.
But oh. They just use a can?
Just put a garbage bag with pillows in there. It's been a part of my life for my whole life, and it's not going anywhere. Although, when you get older, they say you shrink. Do you think that'll happen to my head or just my spine?
Oh, I don't know. My Aunt Betty Lou, she was like 7 foot, oh, and she's now like 5 or 4 foot. She's really...
No, she was...
Three? Yeah. She's 3 foot?
No.
The other weird thing that came up this week in a conversation is something to ponder on. You were talking about spinning rocks and things like that. So just imagine you have a tire that spins, right? And if you put water on the tire, what happens? What happens?
It explodes?
No.
Oh. It flies off. It spins off.
If you're on a merry-go-round, right, and it spins, what happens? Where do you go? It forces you off the merry-go-round, right?
So the planet is going to fly away?
No, but...
The people on the planet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why, when the planet rotates, why are we not flying off the planet while it rotates?
Gravity.
Yeah, but why? Why is there gravity? It makes no sense.
I haven't had lunch. These are conversations. This is way too deep of a conversation.
It really is.
Me and my buddy were drinking.
I believe that.
Out of Borrego and Oki, we're having a conversation with Oki.
Oh, I was there.
Yes, you were there. Yes.
I was there. Lisa
was Oki actually there, or were you your own buddy drinking, having a conversation?
We were sitting outside by the pool.
Watching the stars. And it's like, don't you feel like you could just float? Uh-huh. Yeah. And then the whole topic came up.
It was, yeah.
Why aren't we floating? Why? What's going on?
I don't know.
Okay.
So the illnesses going around. Yuck.
Oh.
China. Another illness.
I can't pronounce it, but that's the mosquito one. There's up to 7,000 cases of people in... It's Fushan, which is in the Guangdong province.
Try to say the disease's
say that fast.
Name.
The disease's name.
We can't even say the location.
Chikungunya? Chikungunya.
Chikungunya.
So it's passed through infected mosquitoes. So the silver lining I'm trying to find is that this can't be passed from people to people or person to person. You have to get bit by the mosquito.
Mosquitoes don't really bite.
Please, Bill Nye, the science guy, tell me all about the mosquitoes that don't bite.
It's more of a needle, right?
They stab you.
Versus gnats.
Another bug.
Gnats actually saw at you. They saw. And that's why gnat infections are way worse than a mosquito bite.
Remember a couple of weeks ago when I said I don't trust anything with wings and a needle for a butt? You remember that?
Yeah.
When we talked about Comic-Con and all that? Here's another reason why I don't trust bugs with wings and needles for butts.
I don't know how you even make it out of the house every day.
Well, I get ready. I open the door. I step outside. I lock
quickly
the door.
To my Uber.
Yes.
To my Enrique.
I swatted a fly last night.
Oh, my God. And I wish you would have gone to bed.
He got it at one swat.
One spot.
I was so
with a little stick.
You can do that, but you can't do some other thing.
I could pick a fly out of the air with chopsticks.
Alex was trying to get the fly, so he got the fly.
I had to.
For Alex.
Alex is jumping around the bed like, he's going to jump on all of us.
So in China.
All of us. It's like a big party.
Yes, in China.
They are enacting some COVID rules, so like quarantining, and they're going door to door to make sure there's no stagnant water. They'll turn your power off, fine you up to $1,400 if they find stagnant water.
I'm more concerned about this Legionnaire's disease.
Okay. Why is that?
Why? Because dirty moisture, AC vents. Well, what is a cruise boat? AC vents.
Dirty moisture.
Yeah.
So in New York, they have found 11 water towers that are infected with the Legionnaire bacteria. 11 cooling towers is what it is. Anywhere that they're finding it, they're telling whoever owns it that it needs to be remedied within 24 hours. But something I noticed about both of these things happen regularly. Like the way that they're posted up on the news, it makes it sound like here comes COVID all over again. Mm-hmm. We're going into another pandemic. But both have statistics of going on hundreds of thousands of people affected by these things annually.
Oh, okay, good.
So these things do happen. I think it's just the rate of spread here with the 70-person cluster in Harlem, where it was kind of like, oh my God. So of course all the news, it's like, let me buy this and scare the people.
Well, that's what the news does. They don't report news. They create news.
Yeah.
Yeah, out of something that's minor. They got to have something to report. I mean, think about all the news stations out there, and they got to have something to talk about.
Yeah.
They can't just sit and talk about gravity and
that's what we're here for.
Things flying off the planet, people flying off the planet.
Isn't that special?
Wouldn't that be cool? That would be a good movie.
No. As a movie, may be interesting, but I don't think it'd be cool, like, if it actually happened. I like to be on the planet. Thanks.
Really?
So,
what else is going on? What?
Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson are together. That's a positive, right?
Yes, it is.
It is?
Everybody finds love. Liam Neeson lost his wife many years ago.
20 years. He was like grief stricken.
Yeah.
So this is his first
I would be
back to love since then.
Yeah. Well,
but Pam Anderson, I don't know.
No. You're thinking of the one that's all glam, Pam Anderson. There's like two versions of her.
Dennis Rodney or? No. No. She's Tommy Lee?
Yes.
There's two versions.
That's her.
But have you seen her recently?
Yeah.
Doesn't wear makeup, all natural, like.
She is still all plastic? I mean,
no.
She had so much work done on her face.
No, she looks good for not doing anything.
She's,
okay, so she's changed.
She has changed. She's not Baywatch Pam anymore.
Yes.
Tommy Lee Pam. Different now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so happy, it seems, from looking. I mean,
okay. I don't know.
Not bad for his first giddy up back on the horse to go after Baywatch Pam Anderson.
I don't know. I don't trust her.
Oh, do you know her on a personal level?
No, I've only seen the videos.
Oh. On that note.
Yes.
So, anything else fun and exciting? Positive? I don't want to talk about illnesses and fires and earthquakes anymore.
God, you guys are depressing today.
I wanted to talk about love and Pam, and you said, nah, I don't trust her. Nah.
I know. Jeez.
Romance and Pam Anderson just, to me, don't go together.
You need to be more positive, Dave.
My positive is porn star and Pam Anderson would go together.
People change.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying to...
Yay, people change. And you can find love again. It doesn't matter how old you are. There's somebody out there for everybody.
Okay. So, best vacation?
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, no.
We need to go over.
We're going to talk about vacation. We're going to talk
about floods?
Something good came out of the flood.
Oh, what?
People are donating. And hence,
so friendly reminder, this podcast is so kindly sponsored by Flagpole Buddy. And during the month of July, from July 9th until July 31st, we donated $5 from every order to Samaritan's Purse for Texas Flood Relief. And after that, plus doubling what was donated by all of our awesome customers, we donated almost $2,000 for the relief funds.
Cool.
Yay. Isn't that
good?
Yeah, that's cool.
As of today, they only have 3 people missing left, is what it says.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're down to 3 people. And I'm sure some of that is found people. Some of that's deceased people that have made this number go down. But that just means that that's closure for families either way, which is amazing.
It is.
And I think the death toll is at 130.
Mm. That sucks.
But only 3 missing people is great. So thank you to whoever's listening and shopping us. Your $5 went to help somebody.
Yes. Thank you.
Anyways, so at the end of every podcast, we like to talk about something fun. End it on a high note, Dave. Mm-hmm. So this week, vacations. There's so many trips going on. I just had one. You guys are going on one. I've got one in September and one in December. So
what was the recent one? You went with your mom somewhere.
Mom was here. We stayed at the beach for the weekend. She was here for Summer Worship Nights. It is a worship concert with Brandon Lake and Phil Wickham. This is my second time going to this concert. Mom's third. And then we just spent a lot of time in the sun with no...
She showed me some of the videos from the concert.
Yeah.
They look really good.
And then in September, I go to Kansas for Matt Rife. We woke up from a worship concert to a Matt Rife comedy show. I'm multifaceted.
I don't know who that is, but...
He just purchased the Annabelle house.
Yeah. Have you seen The Conjuring? And do you know about Annabelle?
No.
Okay, so it's like a horror house, basically. He just bought the house and the Annabelle doll and all that. And then in December, we go to Disneyland for Christmas. Yay!
Yay.
And you guys go to the Bahamas and Florida in a week.
Yay!
Less than a week. This time you'll be on the cruise next week, Thursday, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay. We will be.
I don't like flying.
I don't like flying either, but once you get there and the memories you make, you're going to have such a great time.
Oh, that's right. We will be flying. No, we'll be boarding the boat. It'll be like 4 o'clock.
We got to fly to Florida.
Yeah.
Are you planning on walking?
Well, on the 12th.
So today we'll be boarding the boat.
Yeah.
Which is okay. But flying to get there, I don't like it.
It'll be all right. God's got you. And so does Christine. She'll hold you while you scream and her cry on her shoulder.
I'll be drinking.
He'll be drinking.
You won't even know that you're flying.
Nope. I'll be flying, all right.
I just hope there's not turbulence.
I don't have to drive when we get there. Or I don't have to fly the plane. Either one. So I'm drinking.
So you're similar to how I am, Christine. You like to be in control of things, or at least give yourself the facade that you're in control of things.
Yes.
I have the turbulence forecast app. And so I look at that so I can see where the turbulence is going to be. So if it starts to get rocky, I know, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you go over Colorado, over the mountains, it's always rocky there.
It's going to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see where that plane dropped 1,000 feet?
Yep.
Is this like recently?
I hate flying.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would.
I didn't
want to tell me?
Pretty much.
But here we are.
And I don't know why I did.
I know. Why did you?
It
can we edit that out?
She already knows.
Well, no, if we edit it, she won't know.
That's not how this works.
Really?
To make things better, let's talk about our most fun, best vacation we've ever been on. That's where this is headed.
Chris, what's your best vacation?
You know, there's been so many. I can't think of one.
Okay.
Let's talk with somebody else.
I have a tie between two. My 10th birthday, my mom surprised me with a trip to Disneyland. We were sitting around the birthday dinner table and she told me to close my eyes. I opened my eyes. There was like a tour guide Disneyland book. And when I opened it, there was a note from my mom that we were going to Disneyland. We leave in the morning. I need to go pack my stuff. And so it was my first trip to Disneyland. So I have...
That's nice.
I have great memories from that trip that I hold very dear to myself. And the other one was my honeymoon. We did a staycation here. We got to be tourists in our own town. We stayed at La Jolla Shores. We went to the zoo, the wild animal park, SeaWorld, things we don't normally get to do all the time, or at least didn't at that point. Hello?
Oh,
are you guys buffering?
No, we're thinking.
I already know. Do you know yours?
Well,
you got to have one that sticks out in your head.
It is. It goes back to our honeymoon.
Where?
Okay.
What?
And it's we were on the boat. No, we're off the boat, with Tim and Sue.
Wait, that wasn't our honeymoon. That was our wedding.
Well, it was.
That was the one I was going to say.
Aw, well, that's good that you guys picked the same one. You're on the same page. No,
I don't think you're thinking the same one. The same memory.
Oh, the wedding with cruise we are on?
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, which one were you talking about?
No. Then we were sitting on the rocks. And we were all looking at hermit crabs. And a little hermit crab was in my hand. And it started to move around. And I screamed. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I got it on video.
You screamed?
It was so cute.
We'll have to bring the video in.
Yeah, that was just one portion. I mean, but that was like...
That's cool, though. When we stayed in La Jolla, we went to all the tide pools every night. And
you had your turn.
Listen, we're having a conversation. We're not having a talk to each other. We're having a talk with each other.
That was a...
I don't get to talk. You're not going to let me tell my story?
Well, I wasn't... Okay.
How about you respond? Why don't you respond to hers?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, a conversation is somebody talks.
Cool.
You said, "Can I tell my story now?"
What was one part of the story? The whole story is great.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, just that that's a very good memory of that story. But I also remember dancing on the pool deck that night.
And, oh.
Yeah, with all the newlyweds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we got married at Bluebeard's Castle.
And you were wearing a wool tux.
Yeah, and you were wearing this beautiful white dress, and I was sweating like crazy.
I was like, a wool tux? What?
I don't know.
In that weather? Something about wool and on an island just don't go together.
No, it was like humid. And
it was awful. I mean, from that standpoint, it was awful, but it was beautiful memories.
Oh, my gosh.
And the strange thing was we kind of eloped, and one of the reasons we eloped was... her parents were divorced, and we didn't want to put them into an awkward situation. So we just said, okay.
We didn't want to put me in an awkward situation.
I was going to say.
Not them.
Yeah. My mom was mad at me.
Yes, she
was. Anyway, so we went to St. Thomas and got married. So we took a cruise, stopped at St. Thomas. We got off. We got married. Just before we're leaving the cruise, I'm sitting there. I tried to invite my best friend, Tim. He's been my best friend since seventh grade. We met in Mr. Lambert's class. It's an art class.
And how does he remember stuff like this,
but not even
like what he had for breakfast yesterday?
Well, Captain Crunch was one of the paintings that I did. No, he did Captain Crunch. I did Betty Crocker. In the class, we had, from a box, we had to mimic it and make it into a big, large thing. From the Captain Crunch and Betty Crocker thing, we became friends. We're still friends. We talk.
How much do you pay him?
He put a window in my house, and he's very construction-like. Christine says he's a plumber, but...
He's not a plumber. You are not a plumber.
Is he a handyman?
Well, he can be, but he's really... a bigwig in the sheet metal union training in California. So I digressed somehow. Oh, he was invited to the
party afterwards. We were going to have a reception.
Yeah, a reception.
Afterwards.
We had a reception a week later. We got back and he couldn't go for some reason. And so, all right, fine. So we're on the cruise boat. We're waving just like you do on the love boat where everybody waves at everybody on the pier. Yay!
So we're on the railing
with
our backs turned, you know, to the thing. And somebody like taps on David's shoulder. Who is it?
I turn around. It's Tim and Sue. And I'm like, my head just started swirling, like, wait, this is two worlds are colliding. What's happening? I don't understand. And I said, well, where's mom? And he says, no, it's just us two. We decided we'd come on your honeymoon wedding cruise. I'm like, okay. At first, I was like in shock. I didn't know.
Very
awkward at first. Then it's pretty cool. It ended up that they were our best man and maid of honor at the wedding. So that turned out really well. We had a great time. That was fun.
Did you?
Even though she did wear black. It was navy blue.
Well, yeah.
I was a maid of honor at my aunt's wedding. We all wore black. All of the maids of honor. Their colors were like black, red, and white.
Well, I didn't have any colors, so.
Just
white.
And wool. You had fabric.
David was wearing black.
Yeah. I don't remember what Tim was wearing, but... Apparently, what happened?
Cargo pants?
No, he was wearing a suit.
Yeah. It was a tux. Yeah. It was a tux. So what happened was he couldn't come. So his wife called his boss, got him time off work, and she told him they were going somewhere else. So they went to the airport. She made all the reservations and everything on the cruise and everything.
Go, girl.
And he didn't know. So when they got to the airport, the flight's going to Florida, and he's like, we're going to the wedding. So he's like, oh, man, I don't know if that's going to be good or whatever. But
do they know what happens on trips like this? And they wanted to be a part of that. It's time for just the two of you to be together.
I had never met either of them. So, no.
Really?
Mm-mm.
And she was your maid of honor?
Well,
do you guys get along now?
She was there.
They're no longer married.
Oh, that's special.
Yeah, she was pretty controlling.
Hence, the planning going.
Got to watch out for the women that like to control everything. It's really not always that good.
At the end of the day, nobody's really in control. God's got a plan.
Oh, I know.
You just got to trust that.
No one's in control. So it was a great time. The whole wedding was really cool. We got married by a jazz singer. He marries us, right? And then he says, hey, here's my card. I'm playing down here at the Toya Carl's bar, whatever, blah, 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 bar. I'm like, okay, cool. Stop by tonight.
I'm going to be busy.
Busy. Busy.
Yeah.
But on the cruise, they had a thing. Everybody who was getting married on the cruise, they had a party for everybody.
That's pretty cool.
It was cool.
I bet those other ones aren't still married.
Dave, you need to be more positive.
I know.
I'm positive they're not still married.
Yeah.
So vacations. Anybody have any embarrassing stories from vacation? I like those.
Embarrassing stories.
I never do anything embarrassing. I don't really know.
Yeah.
You probably do.
No, I remember a trip where I got really bad food poisoning.
That's embarrassing.
At Disney.
That's embarrassing.
That's why I said not really embarrassing, but
did you throw up on, on Goofy Mickey or somebody?
No, it was. I said, this is now the third time. Let me say it one more time. Not embarrassing, but it sucked.
Well, we're not talking about suck vacations. We're talking about embarrassing.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Oh. Well, you're the one that asked about embarrassing. I don't have one. I
don't have an embarrassing one either.
No. I just...
Mm-mm.
No. How many vacations?
We've had great vacations.
Oh, embarrassing. Uh-oh. Let's back up.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That's what I thought.
Well,
it's got to be embarrassing.
It's got to be embarrassing for you, not for me.
No. Funny stories?
Well, this one time my tire came off.
You don't have any embarrassing stories on any of your trips? A lot of times you come back injured. None of this embarrasses you, the things that happen? You don't get embarrassed by any of it?
No.
No? Okay. It's all about perspective.
I remember the one time you threw a rock on somebody's finger. Blew up her finger.
That was not embarrassing. Oh, that was just sad. I felt so bad.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was bad. That was, no.
We were jeeping. And
another
we're all
tire thing.
Were you jeeping or were you just like stalling on a big rock somewhere?
No, we were jeeping, right? Oh. And you have to put rocks sometimes to climb over things, right? Yes. For your tires to grab. And for some reason, the girls were out putting the rocks. It's like they were all impatient and kind of maybe pissed off that we were going somewhere they didn't want to go or something. I don't remember. You know how women are. They get pissed really quick. And so the girl put her finger down, put it here, and Christine dropped it.
Go ahead.
And it blew up her finger, and it just split.
This looks like a nice place to put it.
Yeah,
it was. I didn't like just drop it. I went. it was a big rock too.
Yeah, it was bad. So we spent the rest of the time at the hospital.
But that wasn't embarrassing.
No. Okay.
I feel like I would be embarrassed if I smashed someone's finger with a boulder. That's a boulder. That's a nice boulder. Donkey from Shrek. Sorry.
It just doesn't seem like embarrassed. I was more like...
You felt bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Well, that's interesting.
We're going to have to work on our embarrassing stories because I don't really
Last time
any.
We did great. You ripped the gas pump out. You told a lady, you're not fat like Dave said you were.
I know. Sorry.
So I'm stuck here. And I sent lingerie pictures to my father-in-law. So last embarrassing stories were a lot better than...
Yeah.
I guess we're more well-behaved on vacation. I'm not entertained now.
Yeah, me neither. I want to go to lunch.
I do too. I'm hungry. All right, guys.
Yeah.
That's going to be the end. Again, thank you for everybody that donated. We really appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm sorry that you had to listen today for however long this podcast ends up being.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's editing. Do-do.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Uh-oh. Spets and buttons.
Running them up a flagpole, proud and true. Stays on all the fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.